KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay,
really am. We got
KFPS, 88.1 FM in Palm Pass,
getting that close to the top of the hour.
KQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
And I'll get something going. A little David Bowie, maybe?
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why.
For we must find the next whiskey bar. Or if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey, oh, you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey, oh, you know why.
I'd show us the way to the next little dollar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next little dollar. Or if we don't find the next little dollar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have dollar, or you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have dollar, or you know why.
Oh, show us the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why. For we must find the next little girl. Or if we don't find the next little girl,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Yeah, David Bowie doing the Door song, Alabama song. Definitely a different rendition. You two will take us to the game again, which will be the start of the second half between King Cove and Bristol Bay.
Thank you. Each team going over some final game plan points. Coach Ricky De La Cruz of the King Cove T-Jacks talking with his guys, trying to get them motivated, keep them in the game. Troy Hammond going over some game plan with the Bristol Bay Angels. And the T-Jacks are back on the court. So starting in this third quarter, we have number 3, Riley Wilson, 34, Robert Thompson, number 4, Michael Gould, number 1, Logan Iapana, and number 15, Brennan Larson. For the Angels, number 14, Julian Trifon, number 15, Aurelia, number 10, Aitu Lilo, number 24, Will Palmer, and number 0, Torino. So, King Cove inbounding the ball. Ball is into Wilson. Wilson driving to the left side. He's going to pass it out to Thompson. Thompson, no good. Looking for the top of the key jump shot there. Thompson trying to get some points there for King Cove, but it's no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay bringing it the other way. Aurelia has the ball at the top of the perimeter, looking to Julian Trifon. He's going to kick it out. Julian Trifon kicks it to Caden Torino for a 3-point shot. Torino getting this game a little closer. Scores 28-26. King Cove still leading. Michael Gould, little jump shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay bringing it the other way. Aurelia bringing it up the court for Bristol Bay. He's got it on the left side. Passing it to Lilo. Lilo heading left. 3-point shot from Lilo. It's good. Pull-up jump shot for Aitu Lilo, giving Bristol Bay the lead over King Cove. Score is 28-29 now. Bristol Bay in the lead. Riley Wilson, 3-point attempt. No good. Lilo with the rebound. Bristol Bay has the ball. They're bringing it down. Aurelia has the ball left side of the court, looking for Lilo. He's going to pass it inside to Julian Trifon. Trifon trying to pass it to the low post. No good, though. That's going to be a jump ball. So Bristol Bay with possession. They're going to take it out of bounds under their own hoop. Aurelia's got the ball, looking for the inbound pass. He's going to pass it out to Torino. Torino swings the ball to Lilo. Lilo, 3-point attempt. No good off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Michael Gould of King Cove. King Cove bringing it the other way. Score is 28-29. Gould trying to get the lead here for King Cove. Takes it inside. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lilo. Lilo called on the travel there. And it looks like he's hurt as well. Might have hurt his ankle. Bristol Bay coach Troy Hammond taking the court to make sure his player's okay. Bristol Bay players helping Lilo off the court. The crowd here applauding as Lilo is able to get up and walk off assisted on his own. So, coming in for Lilo is number 4, Boyce Anderson. And because of that travel call on Lilo, it's going to be a T-Jacks ball under their own basket. So, T-Jacks with the ball pass into Michael Gould. Little short corner jump shot from Michael Gould is good, giving the T-Jacks the lead. Score is 30-29. Bristol Bay has the ball, hoping to get the lead here. That pass from Aurelia. Ball's going to be bouncing around. It's good. Bristol Bay has got it back. Aurelia shooting a 3-pointer, and it's good. Aurelia with a 3-pointer there to give Bristol Bay a 2-point lead. 30-32. Bristol Bay at the lead. Michael Gould driving inside, drawing some contact. He's going to go to the line and shoot 2. So captain for the T-Jacks, Michael Gould, is at the line shooting two. Typically one of their higher scoring players. But tonight, having a decent night, see if he can get two more with these free throws here. First free throw is good. So going to be a one-point game, 31-32. T-Jacks are down. Gould with a chance to tie it up right here. Gould's second free throw is good. So tie ball game here in Port Allsworth. Score is 32-32. Angels ball heading the other way. Aurelia passing to the left. Back to Aurelia inside. He's going to turn around, look for a little jump shot there. No good. King Cove with the rebound. Gould got the ball for King Cove, and he's going to lose his dribble. It's going out of bounds. Bristol Bay ball. Bristol Bay passing it back in. Aurelia calling for a new offense here on Bristol Bay's side. Aurelia passing it out to number four, Boyce Anderson, three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. That's Riley Wilson with the rebound. He's going to pass to Brennan Larson. Larson, number 15, bringing it up to the middle of the court for King Cove. Larson, Thompson. Thompson to Larson. Thompson to Gould. Gould, three-point attempt. No good. Bristol Bay has got the rebound. Aurelia bringing the ball up the court for Bristol Bay. Aurelia passing to the left. Torino with the ball. Torino is looking for Will Palmer in the corner, but he's going to pass it out of bounds, so it's going to be a King Cove ball coming up the court. Tie ball game, 32-32. King Cove has possession. King Cove hoping to take the lead. Michael Gould on the right side of the court. Pull-up jump shot. No good. That was a close shot. Couldn't get it. Bristol Bay has the rebound. So Bristol Bay with the ball on their side of the court, passing around the perimeter, looking for something. Julian Trifon on the left side to Aurelia, to number four, Boyce Anderson. Had a nice cut there, but couldn't get the finish, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. So that's going to be a King Cove ball. Still a tie ball game, 32-32. We've got 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Coach Ricky De La Cruz calling a timeout there for the T-Jets. Timeout called by King Cove. Both teams heading to the bench to talk it over. So far, a very close game, 32-32. The lead has gone back and forth in this third quarter. Definitely some key players emerging on both teams. Michael Gould for King Cove, the only scorer thus far with 4 points on the King Cove side of the ball. As far as Bristol Bay, 3 three-pointers from Caden Chirino, Aitu Lilo, and Riley Aurelia, each with their own three-pointer there. So, Pinto ball, a nice dunk from Michael Gould to Sailor Gould, and Gould has a wide-open layup to take the King Cove lead. So, 34-32, Bristol Bay ball. Bristol Bay looking for something here. Aurelia passes to Torino. Back to Aurelia. Back to Torino. Over to Boyce Anderson in the corner. Anderson down low. Will Palmer had a wide open look, but he misses it. Palmer gets his own rebound, though. Passes out to Julian Trifon. Trifon trying to pass to Boyce Anderson, but it's stolen by 15, Brennan Larson. So it looks like there was a foul there called on Bristol Bay. Number 24, Will Palmer. So, King Cove ball, they're bringing up the court. Larson passes to Gould. Gould has it on the left side of the court, surveying the court, looking where to go. He's dribbling. Aurelia guarding him one-on-one. Gould passes to Gould. Back outside to Riley Wilson. Three-point attempt. No good. So, a foul called there on King Cove. Looks like that call was on Sailor Gould. Looks like it was a push or something. Couldn't quite see what happened there, but it's going to be a Bristol Bay ball. So Bristol Bay coming the other way. King Cove with a 2-point lead, 34-32, 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Perino in the corner for Bristol Bay. Three-point attempt. No good. It's going to bounce, hit the top of the backboard. That's going to be called out of bounds by the referees. And King Cove ball. King Cove. Brennan Larson with the inbound. He's going to inbound to Michael Gould. Gould dribbling the ball up the middle of the court. Motioning for his teammates. Make something happen. Gould trying to dump it to Sailor Gould. But it's going to go off to Sailor Gould's hands and out of bounds. So Bristol Bay ball. Score is still 34-32. King Cove with a two-point lead. Aurelia dribbling the ball up the court for Bristol Bay. He's got a wide-open Julian Trifon. You play up to Julian Trifon across the court. Nice chemistry there between those two to tie this game up, 34-34. King Cove has the ball. Michael Gould dribbling, guarded by Aurelia. He's going to pass to Larson on the left side. Larson driving inside, dumps it to Sailor Gould. Sailor Gould goes up, and it's going to be a foul called on the ground. So Sailor Gould went for the shot, but looks like he was fouled on the ground before the shot attempt. So King Cove ball under their own hoop. Larson inbounding for King Cove, trying to get the ball off. He's going to pass it in to number one, Iapana. Iapana is going to pass it back outside to Michael Gould. Gould to Larson. Larson driving inside. A little floater from Larson. No good. He's going to get his own rebound and put it back, though. So 36-34 after those 2 points from Larson. King Cove with the lead. Aurelia dribbling the ball up the court for Bristol Bay. He's going to pass out to Torino. Torino loses his dribble. Ball's out of bounds. Bristol Bay turnover. King Cove ball. Michael Gould got the inbound pass there, and he is bringing it up the court. Dribbling slowly as he comes. He's going to pass to Larson on the right side. Larson back to Gould on the top of the perimeter. Gould motioning for his teammates to get something going here. Sailor Gould with the screen on the left side. He's going to pull it. Gould, three-point attempt is no good. Bristol Bay's got the rebound. Outlet pass out to Aurelia. Aurelia dribbling up the court for Bristol Bay. He's going to go to the left. Aurelia still with the ball, driving left. Kick out to Lilo. Lilo, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Riley Wilson. Wilson bringing it the other way. Back to Larson. Larson bringing it up the middle of the court for King Cove. Larson hands it off to Gould. He's driving in. And a nice lane there for Gould. He's going to lay it up for two. 38-34. King Cove with the lead. Bristol Bay has the ball. Lilo dribbling the ball at the top of the perimeter. Lilo passes to the right. And stolen by Michael Gould. He's looking to get some fast break points. Pull-up jump shot from the top of the key is good. Michael Gould getting it done here in the third quarter. Score is 40-34. King Cove on top. Bristol Bay ball. Aurelia dribbling the ball up for Bristol Bay. He's going to pass to Torino. Torino dribbles to the right. Over to Lilo. Lilo, three-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Michael Gould passes to Larson. Larson's got it on the left side, dribbling towards the middle. Larson looking for a teammate. Ricky De La Cruz motioning for his players to get a new play going here. Sailor Gould setting a screen. Larson's going to drive inside. Loses the ball, but Iapana manages to recover. Back out to Gould. Gould pulls up. No good. Was looking for the elbow shot there, but couldn't get it. 5 seconds remain in the third quarter. Bristol Bay trying to get the last shot. They're going to lose the ball. Brennan Larson checks it up. Last minute shot attempt there, and it's no good. So 40-34, 6-point lead by King Cove here, and we're heading into the fourth quarter. Remember, loser of this game is eliminated from the tournament. Their season is over. They're going home. Winner will advance to the second place game where they have a chance to contend for a spot at the 1A state championship tournament. So this is a make or break game for both of these teams. Thus far, a very close game going back and forth. This really is our last 8 minutes, and we'll see what happens. Coach Troy Hammond talking it over with his guys in the Bristol Bay huddle, going over some new gameplay for them. So far, on the King Cove side of the ball, Michael Gould has taken over as our top scorer with 14 points. Aitu Lilo with 12 points on the Bristol Bay side. Bristol Bay's top scorer of the night. So this is going to be a King Cove ball. We got Brennan Larson inbounding at half court. He's going to pass in to Michael Gould. 40-34, 6-point lead by King Cove. Gould passes to Larson. Larson to Iapana. Iapana, short corner jump shot, no good. It's going to bounce out of bounds and be a Bristol Bay ball. Bristol Bay inbounds the ball. Aurelia has the ball, bringing it up the middle of the court. Bristol Bay trying to run something a little different here. And there's going to be a jump ball. That was number 10, Lilo. Lost possession there a little bit and was fighting over it with Michael Gould. So jump ball, Bristol Bay has possession. They're going to inbound at half court. Aurelia has the ball right now on the right side of the court. He's looking across for Lilo. Lilo to the corner. Will Palmer has it. Aurelia, nice backdoor cut there from Aurelia. He's got two. 40-36, 4-point game here. King Cove's Michael Gould dribbling the ball off the middle of the court. Riley Wilson, 3-point attempt, no good. Bristol Bay with a rebound. That rebound was by Julian Trifon. He's going to pass to Aurelia, who's got it on the middle of the court. Lilo with the ball, deep 3-pointer for Lilo. No good, rebounded by Julian Trifon. Back to Aurelia. Aurelia's got it at the short corner. Passing it out to Julian Trifon. Trifon to Lilo. Lilo, back to Aurelia. Aurelia, 3-point attempt, no good. King Cove's got the rebound. Brennan Larson to Michael Gould. Gould taking it up the right side of the court. They're trying to take this slow. Work a good shot here. Score is 40-36. They have a 4-point lead here with 6.5 minutes remaining. Gould pulls up at the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. Aurelia dribbling up the right, left side of the court for Bristol Bay. He's got a wide open Will Palmer down low. Contested, though, and misses that shot. So that's going to be a King Cove rebound. They're bringing it the other way. Brennan Larson dribbling the ball to court for King Cove. 40-36, King Cove with a 4-point lead. Larson has the ball. Gould calling for the ball. He's driving inside, dumps it to the big man, Thompson. Thompson loses the ball. That was Lilo with the steal. Lilo bringing it the other way. Lilo passes to Aurelia. Aurelia to Torino. Torino to Julian Trifon to the corner. Aurelia, another nice backdoor cut from Aurelia. He's got two, a very nice finish, 40-38. We got a 2-point game here, and Ricky De La Cruz of the King Cove T-Jacks is going to call a timeout, trying to make some adjustments with these guys. We came into this third quarter, King Cove having an 8-point lead, but now reduced to 2 points. So Bristol Bay right on the cusp here of taking the lead in this game. So far, we've had some good play on both sides of the ball. Our top scorer of the night, Michael Gould, with 14 points. Our top number two scorer for King Cove is Riley Wilson, number three, with 11 points. As far as Bristol Bay goes, Aitu Lilo, number 10, with 12. And Julian Trifon, number 14, with 8 points. So overall, some good scoring from both teams. Very even team play going on right now. Score is 40-38. King Cove ball. They will be inbounding here on the Bristol Bay side of the court. Inbound to Sailor Gould. Gould's going to hand it off to Michael Gould. Michael Gould dribbling up the right side of the court. He's going to pass to Larson on the left. Sailor Gould in the middle. Sailor Gould back to Larson. Larson to Gould. Michael Gould has the ball. He's passing out to Riley Wilson. Wilson with the step back three. And that's going to be called for a travel. So Riley Wilson trying for the three. No good. King Cove turnover. And Aurelia taking the ball to the court now for Bristol Bay. Score is 40-38. We have about 5.5 minutes left. Winner moves on to the tournament. Loser goes home. A wide open Julian Trifon passes it out to a Caden Torino. His 3-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. Looks like there was a kick ball there by a Bristol Bay number 24, Will Palmer. So King Cove is going to take possession here. Number four, Michael Gould dribbling the ball off the right side of the court for King Cove. Driving inside, Gould looking for the floater. He's got it. 42-38. Gould extending the King Cove lead here. Aurelia dribbling to the left side. He's going to dump it to Lilo. Lilo dribbling right, trying to get something going back to Aurelia. Aurelia has it on the left side of the court. Passes it. Lilo with the three-pointer. Deep three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bato. And number zero, Caden Torino gets that rebound, going for the putback shot, but he's going to get fouled on the way up. So number zero for Bristol Bay, Caden Torino heading to the line. A chance to make this a two-point game. Score is 42-38. King Cove leading this game by four. Caden Torino on the line for Bristol Bay. First shot is no good, but he's got another one here on the way. Caden Torino so far tonight with 6 points, able to get seven here with one more free throw. Torino, second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. Aurelia got the rebound and put it back up. So score is now 42-40. King Cove ball. So it looks like some good defensive play there by the Angels. It's going to get deflected out of bounds. King Cove ball on their own side of the court. Larson passing it in for King Cove. He's got number three, Wilson. Wilson bounces off his head over the half-court line, so that's going to be an over-and-back call. So turnover there from King Cove. Bristol Bay takes possession. And Bristol Bay's number 15, Aurelia, dribbling the ball up. Three-point attempt from him. Oh, just inside the rim, but it rolls out. And it looks like there's a foul on the court. So it looks like a King Cove foul will put Bristol Bay in the bonus here. So number 24, Will Palmer, will shoot for Bristol Bay. First free throw is good. 42-41. Bristol Bay within 1 point of tying this game up. Palmer with a chance to do that right here. So far, number 24, Will Palmer, with only 1 point that first free throw. Here's his second. No good. That free throw is no good, but there's a lane violation by White, so Palmer's going to get another chance to tie this game up. Will Palmer, second free throw on the way here, and it's good. So Will Palmer, number 24 for Bristol Bay, ties this game up. 42-42, King Cove has the ball, hoping to regain control here. Number four, Michael Gould. Some tight defense on him by number 15, Aurelia. He's going to drive inside, dumping it in to Taylor Gould, who dumps it to number one, Iapana. He's got a nice bucket there. 2 points for number one, Iapana. 44-42, King Cove has the lead right now. Bristol Bay passing it around the perimeter. Will Palmer, three-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by Aurelia, though. He's going to go up. That's no good. Rebounded by King Cove. And number one, Iapana, was dribbling down the court, lost control, and out of bounds. So that's going to be a Bristol Bay ball going the other way. Bristol Bay inbounding. Riley Aurelia has the ball, dribbling down the middle of the court. Bristol Bay down 2 points here, 44-42, needing a possession right here. Lilo looking for a three-pointer, couldn't get it. He's going to pass back to Aurelia. Aurelia to Torino in the corner. Torino driving inside. He's going to dump it to Palmer. Palmer out to Julian Trepon. Trepon brings it out to the perimeter. He's going to dump it to Aurelia. Aurelia at the top of the key, loses the ball, stolen by Brennan Larson. Fast break here by the T-Jacks. Michael Gould goes up. Two fast break points for Michael Gould. Looks like there's a little confusion there on the court. Brennan Larson, looks like he might have got hit there, but he's doing okay. Calls off the injury timeout. To Lilo for Bristol Bay, three-point attempt. No good. And that's going to be out of bounds off of the Angels. So King Cove ball, 46-42, four-point game. We have 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Loser goes home. King Cove ball, shot there by Michael Gould, no good. So Bristol Bay gets the rebound. They need some points here on this possession to stay in this game. Julian Treefine passes down low to Will Palmer. Palmer tries to put it up. Misses, gets his own rebound. He's going back up. No good. Palmer can't get it to go. Aurelio with the rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Tipped by Aurelia. Michael Gould able to hit that ball off of Aurelia out of bounds. But Bristol Bay's coach Troy Hammond is going to call a timeout here for the Angels. 4-point game, 46-42. We have 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. Winner of this game will advance in the regionals tournament to play in the second place game against the loser of tonight's matchup of Manicotic versus Sam Point. Loser of this game is done. They're going home after this. So this is a pretty critical moment for both of these teams. They need a win here tonight to keep going. 46-42, Bristol Bay down 4 points. Their team talking it over with Coach Troy Hammond. Coach Ricky De La Cruz for the T-Jacks talking it over with his guys. They're going to break the huddle and take the floor here. So King Cove has possession right now. Bristol Bay is going to put on a full court press here. Try to add a little pressure to the T-Jacks. Iupana gets the inbound. He's going to pass it to Wilson, who's going to pass it back to Larson. Larson bring it up the right side of the court. Larson to Gould. Gould behind the back pass to Larson. Larson out to Gould. Gould to Wilson. Wilson to Gould. Number four, Michael Gould has it. He's going to pass it to Larson. Larson on the left side of the perimeter. Larson driving in. He loses the ball, recovered by Will Palmer. So that's a Bristol Bay ball. And number 10, Lilo, adds some pressure from the T-Jacks, but manages to throw the ball off of number 15, Larson, to keep it a Bristol Bay ball. Under 2 minutes remain. Bristol Bay down 4 points. Aurelia for Bristol Bay dribbling it up the court. Picks up his dribble. He needs a pass here. He's got number zero, Torino. Torino dribbling at the top of the perimeter. Lilo, deep three. No good. That one's going to go out of bounds. Kinko ball. 1 minute, 25 seconds left. 46-42. This is an incredibly close game. Bristol Bay putting on a full court man press. And a turnover by the T-Jacks. Bristol Bay's got another possession here. Aurelia. Passing to Torino in the corner. Torino, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the T-Jacks. T-Jacks bringing it the other way. We've got 1 minute left. 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Michael Gould looking for Sailor Gould in the corner. Sailor Gould called for a travel there, so that's going to be a King Cove turnover. Bristol Bay ball. They've got another chance to close the gap here. Aurelia bringing the ball up the middle of the court. He's going left, pass to Julian Treepod, back to Aurelia on the cut. Aurelia goes for the shot there. Foul on the way up, Aurelia with a chance to make this a 2-point game. He's heading to the line. So far, number 15, Aurelia. Has had a good night tonight, over 10 points. First free throw by Hammond. Good. The score is now 46-43. Bristol Bay is only down by 3 points at this point. Aurelia has another free throw, hoping to close that gap to 2 points. Aurelia's second free throw is good. Score is 46-44. Bristol Bay putting some pressure on the inbound. Julian Treefon, big defensive effort. He's going to knock that out of bounds. So still, oh, looks like that was off of the T-Jacks. So it's going to be a Bristol Bay ball. They've got a chance here to tie this game up. Aurelia inbounding for Bristol Bay. And he's going to go for the inbound, kicked out of bounds by number three, Wilson. So Bristol Bay with another chance to inbound here. Aurelia looking for somebody. Trying to get this inbound in. He's going to pass Torino in the corner. Torino out to Julian Treefon. Treefon to Lilo. Lilo with a three. Trying to take the lead. No good. Aurelia knocks it back in. Number 10, Lilo, able to bounce it off of the King Cove player. What an incredible effort by the Angels. Aurelia volleyball bumped it back in as it was heading out of bounds. The Angels trying to stay in this game. Torino pump fake, drives inside. Still a jump shot to tie this game up. Number 0, Caden Torino ties this game. King Cove with the ball, trying to get the lead here. Bristol Bay needs to stop. Number 1, Iapana, jump shot, no good. Bristol Bay with the rebound. 46-46, 13 seconds left here in the first fourth quarter. And Bristol Bay Angels coach Troy Hammond is going to call a timeout. 10 seconds left on the clock. Score is 46-46. This game's going to come down to the wire here. Bristol Bay Angels have possession. Troy Hammond, coach for the Bristol Bay Angels, calling a timeout, trying to drop one final play for them to hopefully get the lead here and finish this game. 10 seconds left, and one of these teams is heading home. One will be advancing to the second place game taking place tomorrow at 9:30. Coach Ricky De La Cruz trying to keep his players motivated on the King Cove side. They just broke the huddle and are heading out. So King Cove will be on defense here as Bristol Bay has possession with 10 seconds left on the clock. Aurelia inbounding for Bristol Bay. He's going to pass it in to Torino. Torino back to Aurelia. Aurelia to Torino. Torino to Lilo. 5 seconds left. Lilo called for a travel. That's going to be a Bristol Bay turnover. Some confusion on the court. Looks like Coach Ricky De La Cruz was trying to call a timeout there. He got it. So King Cove with the timeout. 4 seconds remain. King Cove has the ball and a chance for a buzzer beater point here to win this game. King Cove talking it over, trying to come up with that final play to win this game for them. Bristol Bay coach Troy Hammond talking it over with his guys. They need a big stop here on defense if they want to stay in this one. 46-46. An incredibly close game that's going to come down to the wire on this one, folks. So that last possession, Bristol Bay had some nice ball movement, but an unfortunate turnover there is going to give the T-Jacks a chance to ice this game. Number 15, Brennan Larson of the T-Jacks will be inbounding. Bristol Bay putting on a full court man press here, hoping to get a stop. And for number 4, Gould throws it up. 15, Aurelia fouls him on the three-pointer. Gould's going to head to the line. 1.8 seconds left on the clock. If Gould can get either one of these free throws, King Cove will take the lead here. So 1.8 second left on the clock. Gould with 3 free throw attempts here. But Bristol Bay is going to try and ice Gould here with a timeout right before he shoots his free throws. So Troy Hammond bringing his boys in to talk it over. We've still got 2 seconds left on the clock. It's a tie ball game right now, 46-46. Gould needs to make these free throws for King Cove. Bristol Bay needs to get this rebound and hope for some misses from number 4, Michael Gould. T-Jacks breaking the huddle. Gould heading back to the line. Some clutch free throws here for Michael Gould. Remember, winner of this game advances, loser is done. So this is a crucial moment for both of these teams right now. Gould with his first free throw attempt. Gould first free throw is good. So T-Jax will take the lead, 47-46. Gould's got two more, though. Number four, Michael Gould, second free throw attempt here. No good. 47-46. One more free throw attempt by Michael Gould here. Bristol Bay needing to get this rebound if they want to stay in this game. We're going to bounce it off the rim. Bristol Bay gets the rebound and a very quick timeout called by Troy Hammond. It's going to be a Bristol Bay ball. They have 2 seconds left. King Cove with only a 1-point lead. So very excellent play there by Coach Troy Hammond, able to call that timeout. King Cove trying to just get the clock to run out, but Bristol Bay getting that rebound there. So it looks like the clock was not started when the ball hit the rim, so they're going to take 0.4 seconds off the clock. So clock right now is being reset to 1.4 seconds. So Bristol Bay with only a second and a half to get a shot off here. King Cove with the 1-point lead. If they're able to hang on here, they will advance to the next round. Bristol Bay, though, with a chance to take the lead and win the game. Both teams talking it over. Coach Troy Hammond drawing up a play right now for his team to win this game. So both teams taking the court. Number 15, Aurelia, rebounding for the Angels. He's looking for number 14, Julian Trifon. Ball is up. And Julian Trifon is fouled on the shot attempt. He's going to the line. Number 14, Julian Trifon, able to get the shot off. He's fouled, shooting two. A chance to win the game here for the Bristol Bay Angels. So there is no time on the clock right now. Score is 47-46. Trifon got the inbound, was able to get a shot off before the clock went off, but was fouled on the way up. So he's going to the line, going to shoot two free throws. One free throw made will tie this game, and we're heading to overtime. Two, and Bristol Bay Angels win this game, and we'll advance to the next round. Looks like they just put some time back on the clock. So 0.5 seconds put back on the clock here by the officials. Trifon's first free throw. No good. So Trifon has one more free throw attempt here. If he makes this one, it's a tie game, and we're most likely heading to overtime. Trifon's second attempt here. No good. Time expires. King Cove's going to win this game by 1 point. Heartbreaking moment for number 14, Julian Trifon. His teammates surrounding him now. Excellent effort, though, by the Bristol Bay Angels. And an excellent effort by the T-Jacks. What a game. That one came down to the wire. Wow. So after that game, Inco.
Yeah, Sandpoint's next at 8 o'clock, so please stay tuned. That's a really big game, too. Looks like King Cove's going to go on and Sandpoint's way up there. It's like a championship for the league we're in now or whatever. But it's a huge game. And 2 weeks from now, we'll be in Anchorage finishing the whole tournament off. Now, where we are, we're going to Just continue with what's on the list here. We got Depeche Mode with Behind the Wheel, a little bit of Moody Blues after that with The Yellow Side of Life. We might have some time for Joan Jett, too, before the next game. So just stay tuned. Hang in there, folks.
Thank you. This community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Island Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
I don't want you to misunderstand.